Calm It Down.
Everything is everything, y'all.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, Dr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. You know, Dr. Williams, right now, this nation is in extreme debt, and we're the wealthiest nation on earth. How can that possibly be?
Hey, Mr. Ingram, let me get to that question in 1 second, but I want to go back to what you just said because I just want to make sure that the audience doesn't miss what this whole issue with the education piece and
right.
Here's a part of the issue. I mean, think about the influence that rap music and hip hop has had. The whole issue with George Floyd and even locally with within our state with Jacob Blake. Kids are coming home and asking questions about why this happened. And you have to sit down when your kids ask those questions. You have to have some response for that. And even more so, think about the fact that we're having a conversation about critical race theory and not talking about these things and not educating our kids. But here we have a city, Milwaukee, that has declared racism as a health crisis. And if the question you have to ask yourself, if that's the case, you know, then why can't we talk about it? Why can't we address it? We should have people coming around the table of diverse background to discuss this. And if we can't discuss it and tell the truth right here, as Kwabena Nixon says, within our own people, where else can we have it? The bottom line is this: things are changing. Things are changing. The conversation is changing. Kids are talking about it. Adults are talking about it. And you either change with change or be consumed by change. But the reality is the only people who like change are babies. But I can tell you this. You can measure the impact of the change by the resistance to the change. And so that's where we still have a long way to go at this point. And so here it is. We are the wealthiest. Going on to your next question. Here we are, the wealthiest country in one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And what we have so much debt. You know, it's amazing that you would think also whenever you look at the health disparities that are here within our country, but just right here within our own city, state of Wisconsin, and here within the city, we know about the lead pipes. We know about the difficulties and health disparities that COVID-19. Has really highlighted over the past 2 years. And you would think all these people that swear they're so passionate about it, especially those who've already been inside these political roles and those who have wealth beyond measure, they swear they're so concerned about these issues, but little has been done to address it. And so if I had, $1 billion sitting in my pocket, in my bank account, and I said to you, Mr. Ingram, I'm really concerned about what's going on with our black kids over in the 53206 area code, but there are other area codes throughout the state that need help too. Then I think I could probably go in my bank account and put some resources in place to do that. I don't need to be in the United States Senate seat or any other political seat to do that if I'm so concerned about that. So I think it depends on the fact that we haven't done much about it thus far. I think that would help us to determine where we want to put our resources in the future.
Let me ask you, there's at least four other candidates who are vying for the same seat, and have you had debates yet? Are there debates on the horizon?
I believe we should have more debate. We've had what they call forums, where you have about 30 seconds, 90 seconds to answer a question. And I participated in several of those, and I think that those are effective to an extent. But I think we need to have more long-term debates, because I don't think it's fair to the, to our Wisconsinites and just to the people all the way around, because people need to know who you are, and you don't get that in 90 seconds. And a lot of times people don't have the time or access to get on the internet for whatever reason to learn about all of these candidates. So they depend on those forums. I believe the last forum that we had, there was less than 200 people that was on the forum. And so I know that the message is not getting out there the way that it should. And I think one of the things that, as I travel around the state, people are very concerned about where their vote, about making their vote count. And I tell you, I don't care whether you got $1 million or a dime. Every person, every poor person that's up in some of these most rural parts of Wisconsin who feels like their voice is not being heard, these are the types of people who I'm running from, because I'm one of them. I mean, Abbeville, Mississippi, 316 people. Believe me, poor than Joe's turkey. And I tell you, a lot of times I felt like my voice was not being heard. And there are many people, even today, who still feel that way, even right here in the city in some of our poor neighborhoods. And matter of fact, not only do they feel their voice is not being heard, there's evidence of that by the lack of resources that are there. Over the 25 years I've been here, we've been talking about health disparities in some of our poor neighborhoods. Listen, we have if the people who are in these positions were doing everything that they possibly could, we should be farther along than where we are right now. And this is one of the reasons why I decided to run. Most people who are listening and who knows me, they know that, my goal, I was going to be superintendent of schools and stay on the educational path. But, God led in a different direction, and I'm following his guidance at this point. And I said to myself, in the many seats that I sat in and looking at seeing some of the things that I saw, I said to myself, I think I should run for this position, and that's what I decided to do. And I'm glad that I am.
Let me ask you this: money in politics has been an ongoing issue. I don't care what office you run for, money is a big part of it. What's your thoughts on money in politics?
Money and politics is like a bad mix, if you will. But it depends on what the American people want, and this is where it's key. If Wisconsinites want a candidate, and if they value someone with knowledge and experience in the areas that's critical to us at this point in time, and someone with the vision who can look beyond the tip of their nose and help move our and work with people at the national level and get results for us here at the state and at the local level, then I would be your person. If you're looking for someone who has the most money, then there are several people in Wisconsin who should be running, and neither one of them are on this candidate slate, who have far more money than anybody. But it's not about the money. I think this is one of the reasons why our country is in some of the shape that it's in, because some of the people are bought and paid for. And these are some of the examples that you see, like with the Voting Rights Act. I mean, anybody who is running will tell you how important it is to vote. The most democratic thing that we can do is vote. But here we're having trouble passing the John Rice Voting Rights Act. So that tells you right there. That tells you that people say one thing in front of the camera, but behind closed doors, they say something totally different.
So hang on, Dr. Williams. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
We have L.A. Tom calling in right now.
Hey, L.A. Tom, how you doing, man?
Morning, Earl. First off, we, the people, are the government, and we must never forget that. I was going to ask the same question, Earl, that you were going to ask. How is it, you know, I'm getting, you know, 25, 30 emails a day of, you know, people that are trying to run their campaigns without going to corporate cash. But to be honest, I'm getting kind of tired of it. And the thing is, I am a person that's for public funded of elections. Put $5 on your tax return and send it in, and that's the only type of money that you're going to get. And, you know, my belief is, you know, since Citizens United, is to take all the money out of politics. And I just don't know, even if I ran for office, how I could do that without either getting bugged completely every day by We the People for the money to run for office, or end up, unfortunately, going to the big donors and getting the money. I look at someone like a Nina Turner. Nina Turner should be absolutely in the Congress. She's wonderful. But the thing is, again, you know, people can, you know, go and march at the Capitol the way they did in Wisconsin, and the politicians can just wait it out. And then after it's all done, they get their big donors from the money, and they put their ad on the TV, and they, you know, really change the whole idea of what reality even is. I'm trying to find the solution besides completely getting money out of politics, but besides reversing Citizens United and Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Blatty. But I don't see how it is that, unfortunately, people can get elected in this day and age without the big money. And I, you know, I'm one of those people that believe in, just to add to that, and Earl knows
so,
this.
So Tom,
you know, take that big
Tom,
money
Tom,
out of
Tom,
the
Tom,
military
Tom,
industrial
Tom,
complex.
Tom, hang on. We've got to go to a break. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. On the line, Dr. Darrell Williams, candidate for the United States Senate, and Tom from L.A. Tom. We'll be right back.